one of them's got a gun to shoot the other one. And yet together they were friends at school.
Yeah, man. Totally appropriate song for the time, right? Everybody's got a gun for the other gun. Let's put some Molotovs together. Really? How much support are they getting from everybody else if they're having their... these guys having to defend themselves, maybe with Molotov cocktails against Russian military?
I love these tough guys that are like, let's just escalate, go in there and get them. Come on, man.
Hey, what listen, Biden wasn't the one that held back $400 million from Ukraine because he wanted the Ukrainian president to tell lies about what was going on, right? I mean, yeah, there's no Russian interference here. And you know what? I can see Trump riding it. Yeah, he's loving this, man. He'd be sitting there right next to Putin on his tank as they rolled into town to celebrate freedom, right? I know you had Betsy there, but I see that Wisco Paul is back and he was waiting, so I think he got disconnected. So Wisco Paul, we'll take you first, man, then Betsy.
Are you there?
I'm here, man.
Hey, cool. Thanks for taking my call. You know what? Pompeo and Trump have enabled Putin to do this right along with January 6th, and these Republicans fail to realize that. Shut up. I'm totally fed up. All these poor people you're watching on whatever channel you're watching on, uprooted the kids, the grandkids. It's just sickening to watch what's going on. And the Trumpsters are still okay. They're like, I'm getting a little wound up today, Pizza Bike. They like Putin better than Biden, for Christ's sake.
Well, yeah, you know, they the like, hey, dictators, those guys are cool.
What's wrong with these? What the hell is wrong with these people? I'm gonna shut myself down right now because I just am totally frustrated with the whole situation. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, no problem, man, and I got you on this one. It's like, and it's not just the former president, it's corporations and our Senate and our Congress and the deals they make with, you know, look at us with Israel, you know, and the policies of Israel against Palestinians. You got to be kidding me, man. Did I mute myself?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, cool, man.
I'm not kidding you.
Hey, man, back to the phones with Betsy and
Betsy,
Madison. Hey, Betsy, I remember you.
I remember you. I'll never forget you.
I hear you I hear you on the other shows, man. Keep calling.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for what you're doing. And, you know, this Ukrainian, I stand with Ukraine. And I stand with my president, Joseph Biden. And I thank God the orange face traitor.
Oh, I thought you were going to thank God for Joe Manchin like CJ would because, you know, he cuts off a bunch. Hey, did you know that moved the poverty needle back up and sent, you know, 1 million into poverty right away and possibly several more coming down the road? Thanks a lot, Joe.
Right, right. I don't think we should take care of other people.
Well, he's a
children,
Christian, right?
You know,
he's a God-fearing Christian, I'm, Betsy.
Good Lord.
Let's hope so.
Lock him up. Trump, they need to shut him up.
Oh, don't worry. This is you know what, Betsy? Hang on, because it's going to get really a lot tougher around the entire world. But you got to remember that in every country, there are millions, billions of people on this planet that feel the same way we do. You got the famous hockey player from Russia, Alex Ovechkin, who's friends with Putin, right? He's not for this.
Right?
The superstar tennis guy, seventh ranked in the world, young guy, comes up there, redheaded kid. You could see the emotion on his face when he was like, no war, please, man. Come on, we can do this, people. We gotta, but it can't use military to solve this. It's war has never been the answer. How many times have we heard that?
Never the answer. Never the answer. And thank you for, again. I hope. I'm just praying that this conflict ends soon. I don't see it, Pizza Box. I just don't.
Nope.
There's attack on democracies all over this world, and ours is under attack. And thank you, CJ, for being part of that attack, man. I wish you'd wake up. God, you're so un-American. I can't tell you.
So inhuman is what I look at, because you know what? I don't believe in borders, Betsy, and thank you so much. But the only borders are in their minds. This planet was not meant to have borders to keep human beings from being able to be free, man. How much time we got? 4 minutes? We're gonna take Andy and Beaver Dam, man. You're on, brother. Yeah.
Yep. Why is it that it's like a broken record? Biden, we know he's not perfection. I mean, it's not.
No, he's not Bernie Sanders.
No, he's not the guy.
he's not the squad or AOC or anybody. No. But he's doing better than I expected because he's talking it, and it's up to us to walk it the rest of the way.
Right. And it's like, this guy can't be responsible for all the bad things that are happening, you know, like, oh, you know, like the orange face down in Mar-a-Lago saying, oh, if I'd have been president, I could have, you know, this wouldn't have even happened, you know. Like, it's all jive, man. I mean, I just don't know. You know, people are just so ignorant and stupid.
And I saw people on Facebook, religious people, saying that this was an act of God. And I go, you think this is an act of God? And then I put the, you know, purple devil up after my comment. And it's like, right. You know, I'll tell you what. And thanks, Andy. But, I mean, this has been happening for such a long time on social media and stuff. It's like I can hammer these guys on everything. And you call me ignorant and I need to get a clue. And then you block me, but you didn't stay long enough to see the 20 people that just – the barrage. I mean, I had to go to my Pizza Box Mike profile and send this person a message and say, hey, you know, cutting me off because of my wisdom is really, that's a good idea, I said. But I did it from my Pizza Box Mike thing. And I think she's somebody that's a fan of this network, I think. And it's like, well, then why would you not be a fan of the things that I stand for at this network for sure? And that is... We're going to be going to a break, so I will take Claudia on the other side, and then we'll see if anybody else is calling. But a lot to do to try and save this place for our grandchildren, people. Did you see that? I mean, the moms crying, holding one baby, and the probably 4-year-old little boy holding a sign saying "No war in Ukraine." Wow, man, that doesn't hurt you. That doesn't hurt you seeing them running into a shelter in the subway, bringing their cats and stuff. The cats and dogs are scared. Have you no hearts or souls, man? See? Yeah, man, for whom the bell tolls, all of us right now.